Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 15, beginning in verse 29. Matthew 15, verse 29. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee. And he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I am unwilling to send them away hungry lest they faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, Where are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7, and a few small fish. And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 7 basketfuls of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. I think it's remarkable that these people, this huge crowd of people, stayed with Jesus for 3 days without any supplies, without anything to eat. And maybe they brought something with them, and that has since run out. I'm not sure. We don't have that information for us. However, Jesus has compassion on them, and he doesn't want to send them away empty-handed, you know, to make the trip back. We don't have any idea how far the trip was either. But he says, lest they faint along the way, and lest they pass out because they haven't had anything to eat. But the remarkable part is that they've stayed out there all this time, listening to Jesus, watching what was going on. They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to walk away from this. And maybe that's because of the entertainment of the miracles, but maybe it's because of what Jesus was telling them too. Maybe they were interested in hearing what Jesus had to say. This is not the first time that he's had compassion on a crowd and not wanted to send them away without sustenance. We see that in Matthew chapter 14 as well. Now the disciples still ask the question, where are we going to get the food? But they don't seem quite as surprised at Jesus wanting to feed them as they did in Matthew chapter 14. So maybe they had some inkling of what was about to happen. Or maybe Matthew just doesn't record a lot of details in that regard. But Jesus sits down and he gives thanks over this food. He's doing two things. He sets an example for us. But he also lives that example. He's living up to what he tells everyone else to do. He's giving thanks for that food. He's realizing, as we should realize, that everything is a blessing from God. There is nothing that happens without God's power behind it in some way. Even if it is nature taking its course, it's still God's power holding the creation together. Everything comes from God. Whether it's the roof over our heads, it's the food that we eat, electricity that comes into our homes so that the lights turn on, so that the computer turns on. Everything, every good thing comes from God. Going back to why these people came out to see Jesus, there was obviously a desire to hear what he had to say. And I think that Jesus realizes and is showing us that we have physical needs and we have spiritual needs. And they came out in order to satisfy some spiritual needs, and so Jesus also took care of their physical needs. But just as much as we get up in the morning or, you know, whenever it happens to be, and we eat our first meal of the day in order to give ourselves strength so that we can go out and do the things that we need to do for that day? Do we give the same care and concern about feeding our souls so that our soul will be strong for the day? So that our spiritual focus is appropriate for the day. I know that when I get up in the morning, of course, in the very beginning, I'm not altogether with it. You know, I'm sleepy. Didn't really want to get up at the time that I got up, but I got up anyway. You know, I start making coffee, I start making breakfast, you know, all those different things. But the more I wake up and get to doing things, the more I start thinking about the things that I've got to do for that day. You know, I think about whether, you know, we need to go grocery shopping that day. I think about some of the things I need to get done at the office today. I think about people that I need to look in on today. I think forward to even other things that are happening during the week. My mind gets occupied so quickly with this mental to-do list of everything that's going on. But if I don't take the time to focus on God in the beginning of the day, then where will He be? Will He always be an afterthought? He needs to be a forethought. We need to focus on Him first and then take care of all the other things. We need to feed our spiritual side so that it can be strong enough to handle the things that will happen in that day. Whether we are taking in sustenance for our physical side or for our spiritual side, we need to acknowledge God. We need to thank Him for His power and His continued grace for us, that we might continue in this life to serve Him with the best of our ability. As we acknowledge Him, as we recognize His power each and every day that goes by, then we will have that gratitude that we should have, and those prayers of thanksgiving will come much, much easier. Think about your gratitude toward God today. Think about where He is placed within your day. And if you need to make a little bit of change and rearrange that day so that God is more of a forethought than an afterthought, then do so. And you'll see that it will have a huge and profound effect upon your day. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.